There they are, the Del McCurry Band. Special guest Pete Rowan right there. On behalf of all these guys, I know it means a lot to them. So if you keep applauding, we won't have to do song sessions. Okay, all right. See, I thought you would have applauded a little longer than that. I know you do. And I went to Steve and said, what should we do? And I said, you know, I don't know if they just want to spend all day doing this or whether maybe, you know, people say, well, I did come to do some singing myself, whatever. So far the call was, let's wrap it up with this song and move on to the song sessions, but they're ready to do another one. And Steve, you're going to go against your clientele, or are you going to just tell them, be the boss man? Yeah! Okay, I think that was a pretty good call. By the way, we have already gone over 30 minutes, and we left out the thing that was going to be 15 minutes of learning the parts on one of the songs. So you're getting 45 minutes already, more than we bargained for, and hope you like it.
Pete, I wanted to ask you, what we're going to do Mighty Dark to Travel. Was this one of the first ones where Earl rolled the banjo, getting that five?
I believe it was part of the first session that they did.
Ronnie, do you know?
He's a real historian. I'm sort of. But they did a recording session in 1946 in September.
Right.
And the band had been together really less than a year at that point, and they did an awful lot of stuff, some classic bluegrass, and my guess is that's from that session. And that was Earl's first recording. First time the banjo roll was ever heard on a record.
Was Mighty Dark to Travel?
Well, not on that one song. I believe the first one that got released was Molly and Ten Brooks. Right. It wasn't the first one recorded, but it was the first one released as a single. You know, they had the 78s, and that would be on the first one, I'm pretty sure. So a lot of people think of that as the first, but the first one they actually recorded was Heavy Traffic Ahead, which was, actually, if you think of it, it's a very appropriate title. That's as much as I know, but in any case, it's from right around the time I was born, in fact, 1946. And
yeah. Well, if you do listen to those sessions, you can hear the very beginning of what we call modern bluegrass, which is distinctively... you know, driven by the banjo, and I think this is one of the first tunes where the actual roll, you can just, it's sort of the birth of the whole thing, I think.
Yeah, it's amazing. Also, so much of the great material that we still do at jam sessions was written right around that time, 50 some odd years ago. Most of that stuff recorded then, I think it was about 20 of the 30 something titles were written by Bill. That's a pretty amazing thing. I mean, we've got a very prolific songwriter here on the stage, but it's hard to write 20 classics in a couple of years, wouldn't you agree?
No,
it's a piece of cake. See Pete over at the Piece of Cake Writing a Classic workshop. Anyway, what you got picked out for us?
Mighty Dark.
Mighty Dark to Travel.